5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Paul the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the series podcast in the bear. It's the Shy Yeti podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
130 on 9.
Hello listeners, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti, or Shy Yeti, or whatever you wish to call me. No, you can't call me that, that's rude. Anyway, this episode probably should have been released last year. It was certainly recorded last year. Not exactly delving into the archives, but in fact, although it was recorded last year, it has only just got round to passing me the material. Let me explain. Back last year when the aliens were here, before we even really knew who Ick was, back when the aliens first arrived, they were keen to get to know things, and anyway, there were a few occasions where we talked about doing recording an episode with them, and there were a number of things that were recorded. So, which is what I want to share with you today. Also, they were recording their own alien radio show, or some of them were, which Ick has passed me recordings of as well. It's all very unexpected. Anyway, I just wanted to say that, well, pretty much everything you're going to hear in this episode was recorded way, way ago. So some of the references might be a bit dated. I'm not sure. I'll be listening along with you. Okay.
What's gonna happen today?
Oh my god, it's enormous! It's a Shy Yeti podcast!
The show is out of this world!
Oh yeah, this isn't gonna end well.
It's all going so shady. Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for praise, that's all I asked for, praise.
It's not art.
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. It'll never mind.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool,
Dave. Poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh dear.
I don't really know what we're going to be doing this episode. We've been doing a bit of spring cleaning. I know it's not the spring. We've been doing a bit of spring cleaning. I know it's not the spring. We weren't ready to do it in the spring. Yeti Uncle John's been tidying up his loft and I've been helping. We found some old photos, some photos of me when I was a baby. And, he's found all sorts of things. So we're going to have him here. He's going to tell us about those. I think he's quite excited by something that he's found, but I'm not sure what... Not sure what it is yet, so he's going to tell us all about that. So, Yeti Uncle John's here now. He's going to tell us a bit about what's been found. John, what is it that you have dug up? I know you've got some photographs.
Oh yes, I've got some photographs, listeners. They may even go on the blog if I can sort them out. What else has been going on? The thing that I'm really excited about.
I know you're very excited about something, John.
Well, yes, I found some films. Well, it's sort of film. Well, it's did sort of find some films, and but I also found some tapes, some audio tapes, and it's those that are they're really quite fascinating. I can't really describe them. I'm gonna probably. We'll go and have a... I'll play you some stuff, and you'll see why I'm excited.
Oh, okay. So these tapes, they're just...
Well, they're kind of... Well, they're not for... They weren't for broadcast. They weren't for, like, a podcast or even for the radio, but they were just home recordings, though, of people talking, 50 years or more ago.
Okay, I see. Yeah, sure. You know, people, yes, I know. Do you remember, listeners, a while back, Nick is a prime example of somebody who, when it was his birthdays, he used to take a tape recorder because he liked to record people at his parties. And I think we played some clips from that. And, he's recorded quite a lot of things. So I guess this is something similar, sort of
you know, people, you know, like to record. It was a buzz. It was a bit different. People, you know, the fact that you could just record people's voices, it was a nice way to preserve. Yes. Well, this is exactly what this is. But So I think we've got some poems and things coming up. So we will play those, and maybe when we come back, Yeti Uncle John will have set up the tape recorder, and we can listen to some of what he is, some of what he has found. I'm wondering what it is that intrigues you. Oh well, it's not so much what the person is saying that is interesting, as what you can hear in the background. Now I am really intrigued. Okay, well, let's get some poems on the way, and then we'll come back. Yes, that'll be good. Yes, I'll get it all sorted out. Good, great. Okay. I have some poems for you. Now, they're all from different books, but they were compiled into a short collection called A Soupçon of Shy Yeti. Now, at the time, these were poems that didn't make it into my Shy Yeti Rules OK compilation. They were ones that I found afterwards, and I thought, oh, I wish I'd included them. A year or two later, I did a compilation called Shy Yeti Still Rules OK, but those were from books that had come out since the first compilation. This is my sort of 1.5 collection, I suppose. This first one's called The Bear Who Knew Too Much. There once was a bear who knew loads about stuff, whose pastry-based knowledge was quite off the cuff, whose worldly pie wisdom was quite unsurpassed. All the data he knew left his friends most aghast. How to make death by chocolate with fake squirty snow, and there was nothing of worth that the bear didn't know. Bear knew about pastry, he knew about pies, about large furry bellies enormous in size. He knew about growls and the soft sound of grrrring, of a secret cat code via odd backward purring, about cubs on the make and cubs on the go. There wasn't a lot which that bear didn't know. Bear knew about cake and of nice treacle sponge, of gatto and puddings all covered in gunge, about custard in doughnuts and fine gooseberry crumble, and why a nice healthy salad gives a bear cause to grumble. That bear knew the quick way to make sugar cane grow. There just wasn't a thing that fur boar didn't know. Bear knew about everything pie-related that mattered, and he drew diagrams of when beef gravy splattered. He knew how many tartlets were sold in the south, and just how many mince pies he could fit in his mouth. You never could stop him if he was lost in full flow. Not a thing about breadcrumbs that bear did not know. Ah, that bear knew so much that his memory was teeming, so much info contained that his poor brain was steaming. The weight of a hobnob divided by five. How cool polar bears keep their romances alive. From England's largest jam scone to what coffee to brew. There wasn't a food fact that poor bear never knew. Poor bear, his old brain, so many questions were posed. Until one day it protested, his weary mind sadly closed. All those pie facts, they faded, every cream-coated number. His brain overused, he went quickly to slumber. But he was happier then, his mind no longer askew. His old life of pie knowledge, one he no longer knew. But the bear soon grew restless from the whispers within. All the facts he'd suppressed kept on creeping back in. What makes bears oh so greedy, and what keeps them amused? How to tell quiche from flan, for they're often confused. The percentage of toffees just as sticky as glue. One of many mad things the bear still found he knew. The poor bear, he grew panicked, so much fluff in his head. But a new bright idea soon came to him instead. His words of much wisdom he decided to share. He stood on the hill and bellowed into thin air. Soon his head duly cleared, and his heart soared, it flew. The whole world knew his secrets, every last thing that bear knew. That sweet bear felt much better, with that burden now gone. Responsibilities lost, precious freedom now won. All those facts that he'd learned, all that trivia and such, he was better without it, that bear knew far too much. Information is power for some, whilst others simply can't bear it. So, if your head's full of facts, do as bear did, go share it. That poem was originally from If Poems Were Pies from 2009. This next one's called The Big Whatever.
You were telling me the time, but do I really give a damn? I don't care if they are famous or just another big I am. I really haven't any interest in the stories that they're telling, in which MP may be corrupt or just how Britney Spears is smelling. Oh yes, my eyelids start to droop when you talk about the war. Yes, the Olympics make me snooze. No, I don't want the football score. I'm shrugging my old shoulders because it doesn't mean a thing. It is just some big whatever to which I guess you have to cling. You are telling me your name and this is causing me to sleep. I don't care if you're available. I don't care if you are cheap. I really haven't any interest if they're going out on strike. For all I care, please join them. Oh, do whatever that you like. Yes, you know the way to bore me. God, you only have to speak. I do not wish to see your puppies. I do not even want to peek. No, I do not mince my words. I do not make out that I care. It's just some big whatever, and you do not have a prayer. You are telling me the date like it is really worth a mention, but I'm catching 40 winks, so I refuse to pay attention. I really haven't any interest in the flipping ozone layer. I do not want to meet your kids or see your brand new record player. All those water cooler moments, they just go way above my head. I really wish you weren't so dull, but hey, I'm sure I must have said. Yes, if you keep on with this chatter, I am going to lose the will. It is just the big whatever. Yet alas, you keep on talking still. You were telling me your dreams, you've not got much imagination. Your ideas are not exciting, they do not fill me with elation. I really haven't any interest in what makes the public tick. I intend to just keep searching till I meet the one with whom I click. When push it comes to shove, we're each other's second best. A whole life awash with trivia, we're simply feathering our nest. It's very easy to be haughty, to think you've got the upper hand, cos our whole life's a big whatever, and in the end it's nothing more than sand. The big whatever was from my collection Yeti Hugs and Other Horrors from 2011. This last piece is called Disgusting of Tunbridge Wells, in case you don't know what that means. I'm sure there must be an American version of this, but it's one of those sort of expressions like when people used to write angry letters to the Times, to the newspaper, and it would be signed Disgusted of Tunbridge Wells. Tunbridge Wells being a town outside of London. So I went there, and in the book that this appears in, there's a picture of me putting a stupid face, and the poem is called Disgusting of Tunbridge Wells. Mr. Disgusting Tunbridge Wells likes producing nasty smells, enjoys Facebook poking married ladies and worshipping the depths of Hades, loves stealing Y-fronts off the line, smooth silken stockings, they feel divine. He does these things because he's able, dancing nude upon a roulette table. Mr. Disgusting Tunbridge Wells likes to cause a fright, whatever sells. Bogies in a jar fermenting, dressed as a corpse, TV presenting. Roll up, he's quite a show. Ten-pin bowling in a baby grow. He lives like this, it's his own choosing. Thinks it's rebellious and quite amusing. Mr. Disgusting Tunbridge Wells, the end is nigh, politely yells. Always concocts new pranks to play, to cause outrage or slight dismay. Flambeing goldfish for a living, stealing hearts but never giving. It brings him pleasure to dish out shocks, and he lists the ones who pop their socks. Mr. Disgusting Tunbridge Wells has gone too far, it really tells. Folk turn away, know him of old. Now reformed, he claims, we're just not sold. He's fallen ill, he's on the edge, suicidal on a window ledge. Is he crying wolf? That man's appalling. Will he make amends? Too late, he's falling. Mr. Disgusting, deceased, no fond farewells. R.I.P. former bachelor of Tunbridge Wells. I think I wrote that one on my 35th birthday. And it was included in If Poems Were Pies Again from 2009. Do American folk use the expression, he pops his socks? Do you know what that means? Pops his socks? Sorry. You never quite know with these expressions. I know when I've spoken to Toppy, or sometimes I've sent messages in to other podcasts, and I had to explain maybe a saying or a little phrase. Pop their socks just means dead, if you didn't know. I'm sorry if you do know. I'm sorry, let me know. Let me know if you know. There must be some American expressions I don't know. Somebody send me some American expressions and see if I know them. We need to discover. We need to learn what we do and don't understand about each other's language. Anyway, that's about it for now. I hope you enjoyed those. Moving on. So, Itty Uncle John, play us from this tape. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Well, what you're here to start with is just, well, I think it's great-great-great-uncle, oh, no, was it great-uncle Aloysius Yeti, something like that. I he might be different, you know, he might have a different relationship to you than he does to me. No, I see what you mean, because he might, well, obviously, you're a different generation, so. Okay, so, anyways, Aloysius, who is, how old is this recording? I hesitate to say, because, you know, Yeti still have quite a long lifespan, so it's in the last century sometime, in the 20th century. Okay. So, okay, let's listen. Yeah, I'll play you just a little bit, and then I want to show you something. It's in the background, but anyway. Okay. Here we go. I'm pushing play now.
Oh, yes. In my experience, yes. I have lived many years as a Yeti, and I must say, I do not, it's not something that I would have chosen myself. I was hoping to be a traffic warden, but, you know, it is not possible to be a traffic warden and be a Yeti, because, you know, it's much too hot. You have to wear the uniform over your fur, and it's just not practical. And, you know, I also considered being, yes, you know, like a, well, you know, yes, I had considered, yes, and absolutely. So that's what I was thinking of. That's what I was going to say anyway. And I think it's time that I had a gin and tonic, don't you? Yes, would you pour me another one, please? And I might have a nap while you do that.
Blimey. Yeah, well, that was great, 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 great Aloysius. Was it now? Gosh. Why is it that he said so much and yet said so little? Yeah, there was lots of, lots of, lots of, lots of, lots of things. Yes, you can tell you're related. I mean, I'm bad, but anyway. So yes, he didn't say a lot in that recording. So what else was? I don't know how many tapes have you got of Aloysius talking, and how much does he actually say? I've got loads of tapes, 15 tapes, I think. They're all about 5 hours long. Oh, good grief. I mean, good grief. But you were excited. You presumably it's not just listening to great, great, great Aloysius. No, you know, listen to him for too long and it can be quite sleep-inducing. I'm not surprised. Come on then. So what am I missing? What am I not hearing? It's only like towards the end of this particular tape, it goes quite well. Like when he falls asleep, he kind of goes quiet. I'm not sure if he stopped breathing, but anyway. But you could hear this other thing in the background, like a noise. I've isolated the track, and I'm trying to amplify it. Okay, come on then. I'm listening. I'm all ears. We're all ears, aren't we, listeners? Thank you, yes. Here we go. It cuts off. Well, that sounded... Can you just boost up a bit more? That sounded... It's difficult to hear, but I think... Sorry, yes. I'll try and try it a bit more. Let me just... Here we go. Yes. Try again. That was the aliens. Well, yes, it sounds like the aliens. That's what I thought. That's why I was excited. Sounds like the aliens were around, even back in the 20th century, or you know, whenever this was recorded. But they're just singing in the background. Do you think they were actually there, or were they on the radio, or were they in his house? Do you think they were in his house with him, the aliens? Do you think the great 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 Aloysius knew the aliens? Or this is what I don't know. This is what I don't know. I'm really excited. I think the only way that we can be sure is perhaps if I can extract, you know, see if I can find any more of alien singing, and I'll piece it together or something, and see what we can come up with, and then I could leave a tape in the or like email or. Well, you know, there is a postal box, P.O. box thing that the aliens occasionally, look at. Okay, sure, yeah, if you say so. So, what, you want to go through some more of the tapes, see what you come up with? Maybe Ick, for instance, Ick the alien, maybe that's one of his relatives. Okay, it may be him. I don't even know how long aliens live. Oh no, it's fascinating, interesting. So I'm going to do my best. See if I can have something ready to, to send, and we'll see. Yeah, before the end of the episode. All right. Yeah. See what you can put together, and we've got some other bits and pieces coming up. So, sure. Yeah. Fine. We've got some other bits and pieces coming up, so we can let you get on with that. And interesting. Yes. I'm sure something's coming up. Huh. Okay, we'll speak to the Uncle John before the end of the episode. Let's moving on. It's very exciting. Yes, I thought so. Yes. Hello, listeners. We've had quite an exciting time of things. Having identified those voices on the tape, and John has been tinkering about, and I think he's come up with something pretty remarkable. It sounds great. You can hear them. It's as clear as a bell. But know exactly who these aliens are, we're not too sure. But anyway, just to update you, John played the finished tune to the aliens, and boy, were they excited. They really were. They were very excited. Apparently, Ick has said that the voices are voices that he recognises from his own family. So, yeah, they are extremely excited. And you'll hear, because we've got some voice messages coming up, but you'll hear they are extremely, extremely excited about this. In fact, I believe that Ick has asked John to work on some other tapes and possibly even manage an alien boy band. It's incredible. They have suggested that John goes up into space, but I'm not sure if he's considering that or not. I think
he's a bit nervous about going up. I told him what happened when I went up once. Anyway, I don't want to scare him. But anyway, we do have some messages. As I said, you'll hear how excited the aliens are. Well, first is Ick. He's very excited.
Hello, it's me, Ick. I just want to say how much I appreciate little Uncle John's hard work on those tapes. He has uncovered a song that is many, many years old. The voices are voices of my family. It is quite emotional to hear them singing like they are. And little Uncle John did a very good job. He has cleaned up all the tapes, and we are able to hear those voices. Such beautiful voices. And, yes. Here, listen. So beautiful. We have made offers to Itty Uncle John. We think he would do a very good job as a producer. We have various alien boy bands and girl bands who could benefit from his production techniques. Yes, maybe we could take over the world of pop. Yes, that would be amazing. Anyway, thank you, Paul. I know that you are helping as well, so I'd like to thank you both, and I'd be happy to offer you a round the universe trip in my spaceship at some stage, if you'd like to go and have lunch on another planet or something. Yes. I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you.
Hello, Paul. I just wanted to leave a message, because, it's been busy. I expect you've heard Ick said he was going to call in. I've spoken to him. He's over the moon. Well, I suppose in his UFO, he's able to do such things, isn't he? Yes. Anyway. He invited me to go and work up there, up in space. But, dear, oh dear. I mean, it's not the first time that he's mentioned things like this. But, well, you know, he has, you know, well, I don't want to go into it. But, you know, he has offered me trips into space before now, but this was before he knew that I could produce music or that I'd done this for him. I thought, well, maybe, you know. Anyway, he nothing specific, but I know, you know, he anyway, but now, you know, this is quite a serious offer, and quite a serious offer indeed, and yes, but I don't know. I'm committed to working with you on the podcast, and I've thought about, I'm not being very clear, so it's just a lot to think about, and yes, a lot to think about. Anyway, gosh, how things can change, eh? Little things, some little acorns, as they say, yes, little acorns. Anyway, this is me, Yeti Uncle John, I'll speak to you again soon, okay? Yeah, cheers, bye.
Hello, it's me, Amius Twinklehorn. Goodness me, I was just talking to Yeti Uncle John. He's very excited. Apparently you've been doing all sorts of clever tinkering. Oh, goodness me, it's quite exciting. I'd like to hear the full story. I'm sure there'll be an episode all about it. Goodness me, what have you two been up to? I don't know. Well, I haven't got much news myself. I'm just learning lines. I'm playing a beehive in a play this summer. So, it's quite difficult because, well, you don't want to get stung, so you have to be very careful. How you go up, you have to sort of talk to the bees and make sure they realise that. Anyway, you don't need to know. Anyway, I'll speak to you again soon. All right, this is me, Lamius Twinklehorn. Signing out now. Yes, sorry. Oh, dear.
Hello, darling. Hello, it's me. Hello, Bettina Dupre. Goodness, what a lot has been going on. Oh, how I was telling Nathan only a little while ago. It just sounds so interesting. Golly, you unearthed an old recording of the aliens, which shows that they were down here. Presumably it shows that they were down here on Earth, does it, at some stage? Or I don't know. I'd have to find out from you a bit more about it. It is awfully exciting. Yes, Nathan seemed... To be honest, darling, I don't think the world of show business holds much interest to Nathan, but when I started talking about the aliens, his antennae picked up. Not that he's got antennae, I am joking, but... oh, yes. Oh, yes. Anyway, sorry, I was having a bit of a flashback there. Oh, yes. Anyway, golly, I better go because, yes, I... oh, I've got a lot to arrange. I've got a lot to arrange, darling. I can't explain, but, well, you'll know soon enough. Anyway, I'll speak to you again soon, lovey, okay? Lovely. Okay, listeners, please do send me some letters, won't you? Yes, not lettuce, letters. Emails, love, emails. Okay, love you. 1 million kisses, 1,000,001 kisses, darlings.
Goodness, listeners, well, there's a lot to take in there. What was it? Yeti Uncle John's been offered... Well, I didn't quite understand. He seemed to be saying that he'd had discussions with the aliens before today. What on earth can they have been interested in? You know, Yeti Uncle John is just Yeti Uncle John. I mean, what were they? I don't know. Obviously, there'd been some discussion, but about something, and the aliens. You know, he can't do anything wrong at the moment, having worked on that tape for them, but anyway, I'm not sure what Bettina was referring to. She said she had plans. Maybe this is about Bettina and Aunt Tappy. I don't know. I must speak to Toppy. What else? I'm not sure I like the idea of Damius being a beehive. That I think that can only end badly, but never mind. Now, my guest here, briefly... is Cromarty. Now, I don't know what you wanted to talk about, Cromarty.
Well, you know, I'm just concerned. Well, you know, it is difficult, you know. I think I may have overheard Yeti Uncle John speaking with the aliens about working together.
What, recently?
Oh, no, before.
Oh, can you shed any more light on it?
Well, no, I do not know. I think that I may have misunderstood.
But, well, either you heard something or you didn't.
I don't think there is any importance. No, do not listen to me. I am just being,
You're just staring. You like to stare, don't you? Cromarty, if you... Come on, if you don't have anything to say, then we just need to get on with the episode.
No, I don't think there is anything I need to say. No, no. You, it is fine. it's very interesting, this whole business with the tape and the aliens, though. Yes,
it is. Yes, very interesting. Well, thank you for speaking to us, Cromarty. Although you didn't have a lot to say. Sorry, listeners. He's as bad as Yeti Uncle John. I'm sure it'll work itself out, Cromarty. Don't worry. I don't see Yeti Uncle John leaving the show to go and work for the aliens, whatever you might, you know. I don't know what your theory is.
Oh, no, I do not know. It's fine. Yes.
We do have another person here who is worried. But again, I think it's all self-interest. Charlie Gurr.
What? With self-interest? I don't understand what you're saying.
Don't worry. What are you concerned about?
Well, you know, this Yeti Uncle John. What's he doing? I don't look fondly on rivals. You know, my pop music, my songs, they are the best in the universe. I do not need competition. You know, especially not from aliens.
Come on now. Come on now, Charlie. Don't be mean. You are a well-established singer and star. We all know that. But, you know, really, you know, your reputation speaks for itself. I'm sure it can outstand having some competition.
Well, you say that, but, well, a number of my stars are going to be very upset.
But aren't your stars pies, or pie-based life forms? And yourself? So basically you and your pies are a bit grumpy about the whole matter. That's what it comes down to, right?
Well, yes, if you put it like that, yes. We're grumpy, we do not like it. It's just us. Yes, you know, my songs, they sell very well on other planets.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they'll continue to do so, Charlie. You are an established star. I wouldn't worry, I really wouldn't.
Yes, well, we shall see. We don't want to start a war.
Charlie, you're not going to start any wars. Please, just calm down. We seem to have done something that the aliens really appreciate, so that's good.
Yes, we don't appreciate it, though.
I know you don't, Charlie. Could you not do some sort of duet with the aliens, you know? You know, maybe you could go and produce an alien boy band.
No, they do not look like pies. They do not like pies either.
Oh, well, okay, well. Thank you, Charlie. Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, it's good to have you back. This episode, I wouldn't say it's a strange one, but it's an intriguing one. It's a curious one. It's sorry to be so mysterious. I didn't quite know how to explain without unloading the whole situation to you. And I've got a guest here today with me who's going to explain. In fact, it's sort of thanks to him that we can hear the main section of this episode. Our guest is Cromarty.
Hello. How are you? How are you, Paul?
Oh, I'm good. Yes, I'm pretty good. How are things with you?
Oh, no. Yes, I'm fine. I have not been doing any evil experiments. I've only been doing good things and trying to be helpful. I am a reformed character.
Yes, yes. We know that. Yes. And anyway, what we're here to talk about is the aliens, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, we are here to talk to... We are here to talk about the aliens.
Yes, because as part of your... Well, you know, when you were mucking around in your laboratory recently, you picked up a broadcast, which was from the aliens.
Yes, this is what I did. I picked up a broadcast, and I was able to record it, and that is what we are going to listen to, like, coming up now.
Goodness, and... The funny thing is, there were some bits on here, some little comments from the Charlotte podcast regulars, and I remember recording these little things for them, and I didn't think anything of it at the time.
Yes, it is very curious, because there is you, and there is Yeti Uncle John, and Bettina, and Damius, and all your voices are all there, and you, not to mention other people from Pride 48.
Yes, that's right. A lot of it's clips, isn't it? But yeah, it's interesting to hear the aliens talking about their view of podcasting, basically.
Yes, yes, it is fascinating. I think so, yes. They even include some of my poems. Yes, yes, they do that. I'm not sure if that was a mistake or whether it was deliberate. But obviously, it was deliberate.
They're lucky to have one of my poems to play.
Oh, yes, that's what I meant to say.
Well, should we get on with it? Should we hear what they have to say?
Yes, yes. Shall I?
Well, you were the one who found it, so you should introduce it.
Yes, well, I am proud to announce the following. It is like an interview from the aliens. And, yes, it is... The aliens have made a show to explain
to other aliens, some of the people that they met on Earth, and a lot of these people are podcasters. I mean, they did not necessarily meet all of the podcasters, but they became aware of them. So this is a show by aliens for aliens, if it does not make too much sense. No, I think it does. I think it does. Yeah, I think it does too. So here we go. I think that's quite a catchy theme tune, don't you? Yes, Comedy, shush, keep, don't speak over it. Oh, I'm sorry. yes, hello. I'm just... you want me to introduce myself?
Yes, please, introduce yourself.
My name is Shy Yeti, or Paul, and I do a podcast called The Shy Life Podcast. And, well... The aliens and I, it's not a word that I like to use, aliens, but, well...
It is fine, we are the aliens now.
Yes, well, so our friends here actually lived in my flat for a while. Well, they currently are living in my flat, and, their spacecraft broke down, and, yes, they've become very good friends with the... a number of my podcasting friends, and also with my cat, Dealey. Yes.
We like Dealey. Yes. We like Dealey.
Sorry, I just want to pause the thing there. Do you... Cromarty, what are you doing? We're supposed to be listening. Yes, I was just wondering, do you think that the aliens ever used to tease Dealey by turning into, like, a mirror image of him, or maybe another cat? Oh, yes. Oh, I know what you mean. Oh, yes, because we never realised at the time that they could shape change. We only found out about that later. So do you think that they might have done that? You know, now you mention it, Comedy, it wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, come on, press play again. Sorry, yes, press play. So, yes, the aliens and I are all really good friends, and they love to listen to my poetry.
We love the poetry.
Oh, it's me, Damius Twinklehorn. I am a friend of these fine gentlemen. Yes, they are very, interesting, and they, sometimes, we go out for coffee, yes. I don't know if you even know what coffee is. It's a drink. It can be quite strong, but if you put sugar or milk in it, then it's not so strong. In a way, the aliens, my friends here, they don't like coffee, do you?
We do not like coffee. We prefer hot chocolate.
Yes. Yes, that is true. And that's the thing I never knew about aliens. Sorry, if that's not the right way of calling you. I never realised that aliens like hot chocolate. You live and you learn. I shall miss these guys when they go.
We will miss you, Darius Twinklehorn.
Hello, darlings. My name's Bettina Dupre. I'm an agony aunt, and, I'm also involved with the Shy Life podcast. And, sometimes the aliens, my friends here, sometimes they have problems, like being a long way from home and they're missing their families, and,
Or perhaps they're being chased by another band of aliens who want to arrest them and put them on a prison planet. Hobbity, shush! Well, it is true, is it not? We never did find out quite what was going on there. Well, maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Sometimes I think it was all a fever dream. Yes, I think it might well have been. I don't know. Press play. Sorry.
Yes, so I'm always here to help them. I like to give my advice. They're such lovely little fellows. And it must be quite weird coming down to Earth and meeting all these new people, a lot of them very unintelligent and stupid. That myself excluded, of course, and all of the people on the Shy Life podcast, of course. Yes. love you guys.
We love you, Bettina Dupre.
Hello. My name's Skitty Uncle John, and I've known the aliens pretty much from the start, since they first arrived. I've taken them down the pub a few times. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I know you don't like coffee, and you're not that keen on beer either, are you?
It is
Yes. Dear, oh dear. It's not nice when aliens start to... anyway, I don't want to embarrass anybody.
We like gin. Gin and tonic.
Yes, gin and tonic, yes. Yes, much better, much nicer. I like going out with these guys. They're pretty good at darts. Darts is a game. You throw a pointy stick at a circle in the wall, and it's a bit difficult to explain.
180!
Yes, that's right, yes. We did try to play snooker once, but you got cross and zapped the snooker table with one of your ray guns, didn't you? It was funny.
Yeah, sorry.
It's right. We managed to get out before anyone realised it was us.
Hello, this is me, Shy Yeti again. The aliens have asked me to read some poems to you. Yes, to you other aliens. Yes. So I'm going to read. Going to read a couple. Yes.
Please read them. Please read them.
Of course. This is called We're Going to Clone You. I hope you don't mind, but we're going to clone you. We have sent you a letter and have been trying to phone you. We have heard such good things about the successes you're making, or the triumph you've had, now your talents are waking. Any bad things they say are not worth you refuting. We want someone just like you and are keenly recruiting. But we know you aren't free, we just need someone the same. A seed grown in a test tube, a sweet clone we can tame. I hope you're not cross, but we're going to clone you. We'll look after you well, and we'll never disown you. You will get your own room and the loveliest meals, a new wardrobe of clothes and some nice jellied eels. In exchange for your time, you'll be highly rewarded. You'll be made to feel welcome, yes, your name shall be lauded. Except it won't really be you. In a way, it's deceiving. But it's your clone and not you who'll be really achieving. I hope you don't care, but we're going to clone you. You'll be safe, please be sure there's no chance that we'll loan you. I can promise you now that we'll treat you amazing, not left out in the fields with the cattle just grazing. You won't be filled full of lead, nor inhumanly tested. Your eyebrows won't wilt, nor your pants grow infested. We'll ensure you stay fit, let you practice Pilates. Yes, a face to be proud of, there to show off at parties. So I hope you're not mad, but we're going to clone you. Get a hot brand new model, it's so nice to have known you. The new you now can help us be an asset so dear. Yes, can give us the world, so you don't need to be here. We can be in control, we don't require a speech. You are mostly a burden, soon be far out of reach. Thanks to the power of science, now we don't really need you. The old you can get lost. Your new clone will succeed you. This is called He Eats So Much. He eats so much cake he can see in the dark. He slurps so much tea as he walks in the park. He gulps down fresh air, always drinks his bath water. He will need to wear stilts if he grows any shorter. If he's eating his lunch, no, he won't take a call. He is growing so fat, he's becoming a ball. He's becoming a blob, like some bald burping toad. If he eats any more, then one day he'll explode. He swigs so much beer that his belly's grown wider. Well, it makes his eyes bulge, so he's trained up a spider. To deliver his goodies, saves himself from the strain. Weight is the only thing that he ever did gain. But he thinks he looks great. He enjoys all the buzz. Oh, he thinks he looks awesome. Yeah, so maybe he does. Who's to say he looks bad? That is only your view. That is just your opinion. Who the hell then are you? He eats so much candy, his knees they do shake. He eats so much fudge and huge slices of steak. But does he want to cut down? No, he doesn't, not really. Oh, the sight of a cake makes him feel so touchy-feely. But why do you want him to change? What business is it of yours? You're the one who has issue with those cakes he adores. So he does not eat veg and finds fresh fruit too fruity. He's quite happy with pie and his own unique beauty. Now that isn't an autobiographical poem, aliens. Might be about body shaming, but it's not about, not about me. It's just a silly poem. Stop looking at me. I'm just a yeti. Anyway, aliens, I hope you enjoyed those poems. They were from Do Yeti Wear Pajamas, which I published in 2010. I think it was 2010. But this is an old version of the book, so it may even have been 2011. No, I think it's 2010. Sorry. Sorry to be confusing, aliens. Available on lulu.com, aliens, if you're interested. Okay. you can download them as well. They're not just hard copies. Okay, I'm going.
Thank you. Hello. This is me, General Ick. I would like to tell you about what I learned about the human beings during my visit to the Earth planet. The human beings are a curious beast. They live with four-legged creatures known as the Delicat. Yes, they also live in a house with a creature that is known only as Callum, and one other named Tubby. The accommodation was very tidy, and I would not complain, but I believe from discussion with Diddy Cat that it was once far more dusty. This is something that occurred before the arrival of Tubby. In the house, they also have a number of cacti plants, Bert and Gert, who, well, they seem to have adventures, but in fact, there are a lot of adventures in the life of Mr. Shy Yeti, who is the main person that I got to know. He has his podcast, and he and his friends speak regularly about music and what is known as the arts. And for such stupid-looking creatures, the human beings are very proud of themselves, very pleased with themselves. One would think that they have actually achieved something in their lives, and yet they cannot zoom around the galaxy like we can. I suppose everyone has different priorities. There is lots more that I can speak to you about concerning the human beings. In fact, I have compiled a list of other lectures under the heading Volume 1, which consists of 6,000 lectures about different elements of the lives of the human beings. What I would like to focus on this time is Mr. Shy Yeti and his friends, the podcasters, and their friends, Jim and Jane, James and Jim, from Desert Budding. Yes, I will introduce them all to you. Mr. Shy Yeti works in a place where there are books. Books are very tasty. They are made of paper, which we find very agreeable. Yes, we did spend a number of days inside what is known as the library podcasting studio, but which actually appears to be an old storeroom containing books that nobody reads. That is the case until we ate them all and burrowed through the wall. It should be commented that although we were installed in the library store, or at least some of us were, we weren't exactly prisoners. It is not easy to keep us prisoners on their planet. No, I think they only took us there because of the books. Also, a number of the human beings helped us repair our spaceship, so we are thankful to them. But Mr. Shy Yeti, as well as working in the place of books, also writes books. We did eat a number of his books. It has to be said that they are very tasty. I would highly recommend eating any of Mr. Shy Yeti's books. His choice of words are particularly delicious. I believe they are what is known as poems, but we like to think of them as, well, a dinner. Mr. Shy Yeti has what is known as a family and friends, and we have already described some of them. Tubby and Callum are two of them that we saw on a daily basis. also Dean Cat, of course. But a lot of his friends he knows through podcasting. Podcasting is a type of communication where you speak continually between 1 minute and 3 hours, depending on what type of podcasting you are doing. Shady's podcasting is mostly around 1 hour to 2 hours. He speaks with other human beings and also reads his poems, which are less tasty when ingested through the ears. Mr. Yeti began doing his podcasting because he listened to other podcastings. There are a number of shows that he used to listen to. People who have since appeared on his own podcastings. One of these is called Toppy Smelly. Toppy Smelly makes a show and Mr. Yeti has occasionally appeared on it.
I don't know why people can't see my point of view. Oh, what was that? Chickens? What was that? Oh, Jesus. Someone's at the door. God damn it. Hello?
Oh, hello, Toppy dear.
Oh, hi, Aunt Tappy.
Toppy, did you give my phone number to Paul?
To Paul?
To Paul, dear. Paul Chandler.
Oh.
The Shy Yeti. Did you give my number to him?
I think I did.
Well, Toppy, if you don't mind, I'd appreciate it if you did not give my phone number out willy-nilly like that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just know that your old friend, Bettina Dupre, and... Well, Paul told me that, you know, we're going to organize a big get-together. It's like a reunion.
Toppy, if I wanted to have a reunion with Bettina Dupre, I would have done it a long time ago. Now, if you don't mind, just heed what I've told you.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else? yes, Aunt Tappy?
Well, I wanted to give you this, dear.
Oh, what's this?
It's our petition, dear.
A petition?
Yes, I'm getting all of Pickle Hollow to sign it.
All of Pickle Hollow?
Yes, dear, we're all opposed to the things you've decided on the Smellcast, particularly the old storylines that all of us wish you would continue, but you have steadfastly said that you would not. And so this petition concerns those of us who are on the side of continuing the old storyline.
Oh, gee. Aunt Tappy.
Don't Aunt Tappy me, young man. This is serious.
How can this be serious?
Well, look at the petition, dear.
I'm looking. It has a handful of signatures.
Well, yes, myself, Billy.
Well, Cricket, too, of course.
Of course, and then there's...
Well, then I see you got Jose's signature on.
It would appear that Mr. Yeti and Mr. Smelly are what is known as friends, because they often collaborate with their podcasts. They are both what is known as amusing. This is a title they give themselves. Mr. Yeti also refers to himself as Daft. D-A-F-T. It means slightly odd or quirky. This is a title he gives himself. It is hard to tell whether he really is daft or simply is just some kind of moron or imbecile. Mr. Smelly also appears on other shows called Lotso. Lotso stands for Life on the Shit List, or as Mr. Yeti refers to it, Life on the Poo List. Other than Mr. Toppy Smelly, there are a number of other people on this show. They are all important, but their leader is Brenda Blue, followed by Fat Pitterji and Dr. Stone. Recently, one of their former members who had left has returned. This is Jay the Haunt Cub, or Haunty.
Watch out for the wild turkeys.
I want to know, like, did the guy... Okay, so the guy sees the turkey walk by him. And what, he just keeps working? I mean, how long was this turkey on the loose before somebody else... I mean, most Walmarts are fairly, you know, there's people around every corner. So he couldn't have been in there wandering around that long.
Right. Yeah, well, his fault, according to the management, was not alerting them right away. I guess he just found it amusing or something. I don't know. Maybe the turkey was just going in for some items, you know?
Well, yeah, I would say unless he was in there 20 minutes and then finally said, oh, yeah, by the way, before I took my break, this turkey walked in.
Oh, yeah, you might want to do some. There's turkey back there, yeah, and back in the female products. Turkeys aren't really dangerous, right? I mean, would they attack a person, a turkey?
Sure.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, just like swans. They can be.
Oh, bad. Swans are assholes.
Yeah. I like to think that this guy, you know, blinked and then took off his glasses and cleaned them and then put them back on his face and blinked again and thought, well, that's something you don't see every day.
On their podcastings, they often complain about things that are bad and how they would like to improve them. They also like to speak about people who have been failures or have done stupid things, like the Orange Tramp, who is the president of America. America is a place on the map that is not United Kingdom. I do not understand about the Orange Tramp, so I will research more and tell you on another occasion. As well as these characters, there are also other podcasting persons who we would recommend that we have encountered. They are all part of something called Pride 48. Yes. Our favorites, of course, are Tim and James, James and Tim from Kissing. And, well, they are from the Untied States where the Orange Tramp lives. They have been very kind, yes, and have shown interest and support to our visit to the place called Earth.
So, yeah, that's what we're drinking right now. Thanks, Alex. Wake up, Timmy.
Huh? So, who let you in?
Anyway, will you stop it? You tell people to listen to our carpet again, and I swear I'm going to turn off your microphone.
Listen to it, but wipe your feet before you do.
Oh, my God. So anyway, back to my story. A very dear friend gave us a very generous gift that helped
dear
us.
Dear friends.
Dear friends, yes.
We are gathered here to wipe your carpet before you listen to
it. That's it. I'm turning your microphone off.
Oh, no. I've been cut off.
Hello. Hey.
Some very dear friends gave... Oh, my God.
We have also encountered Auntie Vera. She finds our existence unusual, but he's supportive all the same.
A rule follower, which brings me to you. How are you?
Really?
Sometimes I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like, now I'm on the microphone.
Yeah, I forgot, and I'm putting myself off and you on.
That's very strange, Ray.
I know. So can we switch?
Yeah, let's switch.
Good. So, yeah?
Well, I just feel like I'm burning my candle at both ends, Ray.
Oh, my candle burns at both ends. It will not last the night. But ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light.
What?
It's one of my most favorite poems in the whole world.
Really?
Really. By Edna St. Vincent Millay.
Oh, all three of them?
Yes, all three of them.
Say it again.
My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night, but ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light.
What does it mean?
Well, I feel it to me, you know, like when someone is so electric, their personality is so big and engaging and just they light up a room when they walk into it, and they, you know, they're just this force of energy. And you'll find that a lot of times those kinds of people die young, either by their own hand or by the twists of fate. And so I kind of feel like that poem addresses that.
How deep?
You asked.
Yeah, but I didn't want you to go that deep.
Forgive me. How are you?
I'm burning my candle at both ends.
Yeah, you want me to say it again?
Please, no.
There are many, many podcasting people, but not all of them are yet aware of our presence. One who we have recently met is called Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online. He has a friend called Poodle. Poodle. Poodle is our friend. We have spoken to her and communicated because Tim and James and James and Tim have been busy moving house. We do not know what that means, but they have not been available to speak. So we have spoken to Poodle instead.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi. It's me, Paul Shietti.
Hi.
And Ick's here. Say hello, Ick. Very good.
Uh-huh.
Big Fatty, we've got some limericks for you.
Limericks?
Some limericks and one of my own poems.
Oh.
It's a short one, don't worry.
Okay.
Anyway, Ick.
Keep it short.
Start with a limerick.
Limerick.
Please.
Okay, Paul.
Okay. Here we go.
There once was a farmer from Leeds who swallowed a packet of seeds. It soon came to pass he was covered with grass, but has all the tomatoes he needs.
What?
That's very good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Uh-huh.
What about you? You should read one.
How about a vulgar one?
I'll read this one.
Okay.
I'd rather have fingers than toes. I'd rather have ears than a nose. And as for my hair, I'm glad it's all there. I'll be awfully sad when it goes.
Oh,
when years ago.
Oh.
Yes, true.
Poor.
You should have read this one.
Oh, dear Gussie.
It's okay to be a bald yeti.
Yes.
Ironically, I probably got further she everywhere else but my head.
Well,
anyway,
that's what happens.
Go on, you read another one.
Growing out of your nose.
Right, Paul.
On your back.
There was an enchanting young bride.
Me.
Who ate many green apples and died.
Oh.
The apples fermented inside the lamented. And made cider inside her inside.
Oh.
Very good.
There really is much more that can be said, but I'm concerned that the moon gods may become angry. And so, I shall finish my discussion, but do not become distressed. I would like to advise that the planet Earth not be destroyed by any aliens, no matter what side they are on. The people of the planet Earth are more than capable of destroying their own planet. They are often fighting and having wars. And I believe the Orange Tramp is somehow involved in some of these things. What I can say is that the people of the podcastings and in Pride 48 do not have wars with each other. No, they are only there to entertain. We do not understand what most of them say, but, well, from the reaction of Mr. Yeti, it would appear they are doing a good job. Anyway, I hope those voices do not alarm you too much. They are not dangerous. At least, I do not think they are. Well, it is time that we went and dusted the moon gods, so... this is the end of my presentation. Thank you for listening.
Well, this time I'm going to read some very short stories, not poems, but it's from my book, The Vampire Cows of Scunthorpe and Other Darknesses. Yes, from 2011. Since I last recorded, I have got myself a full set of up-to-date and hopefully 99.99999% accurate copies of my books in the library podcasting studio. They're on the shelf above me. I literally can reach up and I think pretty much every poem I have written is at my fingertips. So, yes. I ordered fresh copies of all my books. So, it was quite nice to see them all arrive in one box. Even though I have copies back at home, they're not quite all in one place because I've got lots and lots of different copies of each one, different variations and
early versions, and yes, you know, I ordered all of my main books plus any other compilations I've done. So so what am I going to read you? This is called Something to Chew On. Samantha was being patronised. Great, Reggie nodded. Your hard work's really paid off, Sam. His voice sounded false. Come and see my pride and joy, replied Samantha, leading him across the greenhouse. Reggie nodded. He wanted more than just stupid flowers. They crossed to the plant. It was large, yellow and sickly smelling. Nice, he agreed. However, the flower, a rather violent cross between a Venus flytrap and an alligator, wasn't quite so flattering, and found Reggie a little tough and chewy. Samantha loved her plants, and more often than not, they really seemed to love her boyfriends, too. This is called The Sound of His Own Voice. Oh, this is perfect, grinned Julie, the Commandant's senior PA. He loves the sound of his own voice, loves it. Whilst you don't like it, I mean, giggled Ally, her friend and colleague. Not quite to the extent that he does, no, agreed Julie. How does it work? Science, Julie whispered, indicating the button by the switchboard. I press this, and no matter whether he's shouting, humming, snoring, I can't hear him. Does he know? Of course not. Excellent, nodded Ally, smiling. I might get one for my husband. Julie chuckled. Beats sticking corks in both ears, doesn't it? This is another 100-word story. It's called The Restaurant Critic. Bernard Achilles growled. In all his years as a critic, he'd never seen anything like it. This seafood paella is disgusting, he declared, although nobody listened. He barely tasted it, but now most certainly didn't want to. It clearly wasn't cooked. Something amongst the spicy rice was moving. Waiter, he called, but no one came. Something in his paella was watching him. He could see an eye. Were those tentacles? By the time the waiter came to clear his plate, it was too late. Bernard Achilles was long gone, lost somewhere within the belly of his dinner. Apologies if I've read any of these to you before. This is called Grandpa's Wig. Tommy was sure his mum was lying. Grandpa wears a wig, she'd whispered in confidence. Tom wasn't convinced. So once, when Grandpa was sleeping, he'd sneaked a quick look himself. Sure enough, when he tugged at it, Grandpa's luxuriant hair flew off without resistance. Much to Tommy's surprise, on Grandpa's shiny bald head, there sat a grumpy-looking rabbit with long white ears. Some of us are trying to sleep, it snapped. Tommy dropped the wig and ran. Eventually he overcame the shock, but after that, every time he saw Grandpa, Tommy always took a carrot with him, just in case. Before I go, I've got a couple more pieces from The Vampire Cows of Scunthorpe. I guess it's, well, it's a mixture of prose and poetry, I suppose. It's called The Opposite Platform. It's kind of inspired by a true situation where for 2 or 3 years I was dating somebody who, when I used to get to Sloane Square Station, I used to go on the train to his flat, and I used to go sort of on the sort of the left-hand side platform. But then when we split up, I went home rather than going to his flat, which meant that I was travelling back on the right-hand side platform. So I'd be standing there and looking across at the platform where for many years I had stood and just sort of thought, my circumstances have changed and I'm now literally going in the opposite direction at the end of the day. So this is called The Opposite Platform. On Sloane Square Station, I'm on the opposite platform than I would be normally of a Friday evening. This time of night, pre-weekend, I'd usually be East End bound, heading out to you. There used to be no other direction for me. You were the place, my ideal destination. First, we ran smoothly, but soon leaves fell upon our line, engineering works every week, replacement bus services, but now my route has changed and my ticket is invalid. So tonight, as I watch from the opposite platform, although for just a second it causes me a sudden pang of regret, I know that I'm heading in a better direction now. But do send me a postcard. I'm going to finish off with a poem from the same collection. Just need to find it. I saw it a minute ago. Oh, here we go. This one is called Spanish Kisses. It inspired by a friend of mine from Mexico who often speaks of Spanish kisses, which is the sort of kisses that you, when you're little, you really want to avoid, but you can't get away from them. You know, it's the same in Mexico, it's the same everywhere, isn't it? I'm sure we have all been the receiver of a Spanish kiss. Wherever in the world we might be. Spanish kisses. Why are her Spanish kisses quite so sloppy? Why are her Spanish kisses quite so loud? She sounds like she is slurping up her cornflakes. It is a noise of which she seems so very proud. She cannot saunter up and simply peck you. There is something more involved she'll always seek. Oh, why can't she merely wave and keep her distance, rather than attach just like a limpet to your cheek? It is the way her family always used to do it. It is the way as she grew up that she was taught that a greeting kiss should show you really mean it and isn't ever gonna seem an afterthought. But I don't like it when she gets so kissy-kissy. As she approaches, in my head I'm hearing drums. As she lets loose to give a proper messy slobber. And she's forgot her teeth, so all you get is gums. Why are her Spanish kisses quite so heavy? Why are her Spanish kisses quite so rough? She comes quickly like a succubus in lipstick, and when she's gone you'll find she's left you out of puff. Would it be so very rude if I objected? If I called the cops and worried I'd be slapped? But oh, I really wish she'd flick her tongue less fiercely, because there's a danger that my tonsils might get trapped. She always has her eyes on me as she's arriving. It's always me she makes a swooping beeline for. When she kisses, it's like snogging with a hoover. It's like I'm in some Spanish kissing civil war. It's not as if I am averse to welcome gestures. I'm just not sure I want to have them every day. I don't mind a bit of subtle smooching action. But she is like a great St. Bernard. Keep away.
Go on, little alien. Why don't you have another pint of beer? Yes.
I do not know. It makes me gassy.
Oh, go on. You'll be fine. Oh, you little dear. Oh, blimey, that smells. Oh, that's awful. Oh, no, you're just going to have orange juice from now on. Oh, dear. Oh, the inside of my nostrils is burning.
Ooh, me too. Ouchie. Ouch, ouchie, ouchie. Bad beer, bad beer.
Oh, no. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Yes. As I say, it was recorded a while ago, but I've been meaning to share it with you for months, except that I didn't have access to it because Ike forgot about it and lost it.
I did not lose it.
You jolly well did.
It was on the UFO. I knew I had it somewhere.
You lost it.
I lost it. Fair enough.
Bye now.
Goodbye, listeners.
Been fascinating. That really has been fascinating. He's got good hearing, has it, Uncle John? And through the power of the internet and computers, he was able to blow up that sound, and you know, we were able to hear. I have sent the tape off to the aliens, and it's a long story, but yeah, they sort of have a PO box. It's in space, but anyway. I wonder what it is we've uncovered. I wonder if it means anything to them. They might not be interested at all. We shall see. Shine, 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 shine. Well, there you go. What do you think of that?
Well, I like it. Well, it was interesting, don't you think? Interesting to hear how the aliens, they obviously enjoyed living here. And, well, we have seen one or two of them recently popping back. Yes, yes, one or two on occasion. I think maybe whatever happened with that other lot of aliens has made them keep themselves a little bit more to themselves and keep their heads down if they do come and visit. But if they can shape change, then I don't see what the problem is there. Unless the other aliens can still see them when they are changed, that's a possibility. And also, I don't think they can change for very long, only for a few minutes at a time. But anyway, an interesting little document of their time with us. And nice that they name-dropped a few other podcasters as well. And interesting, interesting. Well, I think that's about all we've got time for now. Thank you for bringing this little show to our attention, Cromarty. Well, it is my pleasure. No, I like to try and help, and, you know, I thought it would be of interest. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was, yes. Well, thank you. We'll see you again soon. But thank you, yes. Thank you. We will be back again soon, and I'm not sure what we'll be discussing, but I'm sure it'll be interesting. Will it be about pies?
I don't know, Charlie. The podcast only mentions pies on occasion. It's not a pie-based podcast. Dear, oh dear.
Well, you know, you should do. You should do. You should do. Do more about pies. You know, top 10 pies, top 10 pasties, and top 10 pastry-based goods.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you. Goodbye, listeners. Thank you. Thank you for joining in. Don't worry about him. He's pie mad, he is. Pie mad! Goodbye for now. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Charlie.
Yes, goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, pies. Hello, pies. Goodbye, pies. Hello, pies. I don't know what. I need to think.
Is that a new song?
No. Yes, it could be. I don't know. It's but just.
I gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to go with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye!
It's quite long.
No. Hey! That's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Keep away.
They are both quite strange.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
100%. Oh dear, oh dear. What have you done now?
Oh, no. Not another one.
Here is something what I wrote. Okay.
It is time for me to go and vacuum clean the Moon God.
Unified, unique
voices. Unified,
unique voices.
A network of inclusion.
Unifospods.net.
We love moon rocks. We love moon rocks. They're so tasty. They're like cheese. We like moon rocks. They're so shiny. And we break them with our knees.
I like pies. I like pies.
We like moon rocks.
I like pies. I like pies. They're much better than moon rocks.
No. We like moon rocks. They're far nicer than those pies.
I'm not going to share my pies with you.
What's going on here?
We're trying to write a pie song. Well, a sort of, like you said, a duet.
Yes, we're trying to write a song about how moon rocks taste good.
Moon rocks taste good? Are you sure? Are they made of cheese, moon rocks?
I believe that is what you call it.
Oh.
I like cheese. I did not know that moon rocks was made of cheese. Maybe you could have a moon rock pie. Yeah, I don't know. Moon rocks sprinkled over a pie. Seasoning.
It is possible.
I'm glad you two are working together. A duet.
you know, between moon rocks and pies. Can't you find a common ground?
That's a good lyric. Can't you find a common ground between moon rocks and pies?
No, don't be stupid. It's not possible. Pies are the champions. Pies are the champions.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, listeners. I don't think this is going to be solved very quickly. I think there might always be a rivalry between moon rocks and pies. Heesh.
Pies, pies. No, we don't like pies. Pies, pies, pies. Moon rocks, moon rocks.
Pies, pies, pies. Moon rocks, moon rocks. I don't like moon rocks. It's like moldy cheese. Oh, dear.
We don't like pies. They're too flaky.
Dear, oh dear. It's time for this Yeti to exit stage left.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? I just wanted to introduce you to some of our regulars. Yes, we have regulars on the show. We have people, yes, people who are on every episode. Well, most episodes. They're a bit of a weird bunch, in the nicest possible way. Yeti Uncle John.
Oh, yes, my name's Yeti Uncle John. Hello, nice to meet you. This is a very strange show. I still recommend it, but it is very strange.
Cromarty. Hello, it's me, Cromarty. Yes, I do things with robots. Sometimes I'm a bit crazy, but, well, you know, it livens up the day, eh? Yes, cool. Ick the Alien.
I once got stopped by the space police for speeding, but I promised never to do it again.
Bettina Dupre.
Oh, darlings, hello, it's lovely. Lovely, absolutely lovely to say hello to you. Darlings, I'm an agony aunt. You must send me questions. Send me all of your lovely questions.
Damius Twinklehorn.
Hello, I'm Damius Twinklehorn.
Lovely to meet you. Inside, my voice sounds a bit like this. But, well, you know, everybody has an inner side that nobody notices.
Charlie Gurr.
What? Yes, all right. Yes, I like pies. I'm a bear from Bergeria. I'm terribly, terribly famous. What am I doing on this show? I'm just trying to be nice. I like that Shy Yeti. Yes, yes. Yes.
Albert the Dragon.
Hello! Oh, my name's Albert the Dragon. Yes, I was found on the doorstep of an egg. I'm currently going through a bit of a teenage phase. I'm a rebel, yes.
Martin.
Hello, my name's Martin. I like smells. Smells are nice. I can smell you now. Ooh, yes, you smell good.
Well, I think that's pretty much everybody, at least for now. Join us, join the regulars and the special guests we have in many of our episodes. We've had everybody. Absolutely everybody. Celebrities. Oh, yes. It's crazy on this show. Join us. Join us for... We've got lots of lovely things lined up for 2018. Do please tune in. You can find us on iTunes, Acast, Podbean, SoundCloud, Player FM, Overcast, and probably some other places too. Do tune in. It's a lot of fun. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye, guys.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Yes, goodbye. Yes, goodbye, guys. Goodbye, guys. Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
And goodbye from me, Shy Yeti. Hope to see you again soon.
He's not that shy.
Goodbye for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Bye-bye.